Okay, for the record, my name is Jonathan Plant, and this oral history is being conducted for the Mi Familia Mi Comunidad project. Today's date is October 15th, 2016, and the location is the John E. Connor Museum in Kingsville, Texas. This event is a collaboration of the Connor Museum and the South Texas Archives, made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The purpose of this project is to obtain the oral histories of South Texas residents in an attempt to document, collect, and preserve the rich heritage of Hispanics living in South Texas. For the record, please state your first name, last name.
Connie Padilla Flores.
Age?
46.
Date of birth?
7/25/1970.
And your current street address?
713 East Della.
Thank you. How long have you lived in South Texas?
My life.
Very good. And is there a particular event or information you wanted to share with us today?
Well, the information I have is my husband's family.
Excellent.
They're from here. They're here from Kingsville.
Okay. And what is your husband's?
Jose G. Flores.
Okay. And they're from Kingsville, you said?
Yes.
And was he born in Kingsville?
Yes, he was born in Kingsville.
And what was his date of birth?
1959.
1959? Okay. Mm-hmm. And his parents' name?
Alvaro and Eva G. Flores.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did his father do for a living?
His father was a construction worker. He would build driveways. And then he worked for the city of Kingsville for many years, 28 years actually.
Excellent.
For the city of Kingsville. And he followed his father's footsteps. He's been with the city of Kingsville for 37 years.
Excellent. Okay, and did your husband go to school here in Kingsville?
Yes, he graduated from H.M. King.
Okay.
He remembers actually the city hall that we have today.
Yes.
He remembers it as being the memorial.
Okay.
So junior high school.
Do you know what elementary school he went to?
I believe it was Claybird.
Claybird? Okay.
Claybird Elementary. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what area of town he grew up in?
He grew up on Ella.
Oh, okay.
But his mom and all his uncles and aunts were from the King Ranch. His mom came here in 1907. She said she was 7 years old when she came from Mier, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she met my father-in-law. Well, when she was older, she met my father-in-law in 1955. He was doing driveways for the King Ranch.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they met.
Okay.
But she was an upstairs maid for Miss Claybird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
Yes.
And how long was she employed on the ranch?
She was employed in the ranch since teenager till the day she got married, 1955.
Okay, okay. And she came directly from Mexico to the ranch?
To the ranch, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, did she have other family members who were working on the ranch? Her brothers?
All her brothers were working on the ranch, yes.
Okay. So they were quininos?
Yes.
Working with the cattle?
And two of her brothers were on the baseball team, the Cowboys.
Oh, excellent.
That the ranch had, the baseball team,
Excellent.
That they had.
Excellent, very good. That is very, very local. Let me see. And you said his mom came here in 1907.
Uh-huh.
And what was the area of Mexico she came from?
Mier.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then his father, where did he come from? Do you know?
His father came here also from Mexico, but I'm not too sure what area of Mexico. But he came here also from, not his father, his grandparents.
Grandparents.
Yes. His father was born here in Kingsville.
Oh, okay, okay. Uh-huh. And when did his parents pass away? Do you have an idea?
My husband's parents?
Yes.
My father-in-law passed away in 2001.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law passed away in 2010.
Okay.
She was 93 years old.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Is, since you are yourself, you said you've lived in Kingsville all your life, right?
Well, I haven't lived in Kingsville all my life. I came here for school.
Oh, for school. And you've
yes.
been here ever since. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so where did you come to Kingsville from?
I came from Ingleside.
From Ingleside. Okay.
Yes. I came from Ingleside.
And is that where your parents live?
Yes,
and
that's where my parents live.
And what did your father do for a living?
My father was, he worked on the oil rigs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you came to Kingsville to
go to school for the
right?
university, yes.
Okay.
And I met my husband.
Okay, and what were you studying?
I was studying early childhood
okay.
and art.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
And what year did you graduate in?
1995.
In 1995.
Uh-huh.
Very good. So, were you able to did you go into teaching or what did you
I
do?
I taught for
that?
2 years, and then after that, I went into subbing.
Okay.
And then I kind of like, I was also doing on the weekends merchandising work.
Uh huh.
So I kind of started liking that better. You know,
oh,
the merchandising.
Right.
So that's what I do. I do a lot of volunteer work for the community, and I'm also a member of the Lions
uh-huh.
Club, and I do merchandising.
Okay. What kind of changes have you noticed since you've been here since you said 19? When did you start school here?
1989.
What kind of changes have you noticed in the community since you came here in 89, say to today?
Well, the university is really, really grown
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
We have more programs such as this, you know, like I don't remember any programs like this when I was going to school. The community has also grown, you know. So yeah, there's been quite a few changes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to your father-in-law, to your in-laws, mm-hmm. Rather, did they tell you any? Did they ever share any stories with you about their experiences on the King Ranch or working for the Claybergs or?
My mother-in-law would would love to talk about the King Ranch. My mother-in-law, she would get so happy whenever she would talk about the King Ranch. And I remember her telling me that when she first came here, like I said, she was 7 years old, and she says she remembers the funeral of Miss King.
Hmm.
And she says that everybody went to the top of the main house to see the procession and to see the funeral go by. And she says that she remembers that she was 7 years old when she remembers that.
Wow.
And like I said, she was an upstairs maid for Miss Claiborne. And so the baseball team, you know, she remembers the baseball teams, how they would go out and to the baseball teams, to the baseball games. And she remembers, you know, I can't think right now, but she had a lot of stories, you know, working with them, the Christmases, you know, how everybody would get together and they were like a family, you know.
With all the employees and the family,
yes,
and staff,
yes,
and
yes, it felt like a family. It didn't feel like a employee, you know, employer
right.
type thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So she had a very good experience working
yes,
on the ranch.
Yes, she had a real good experience.
Good.
Uh-huh. And she would be so happy. She would always get so happy when she would talk about the ranch.
Now, did she maintain a relationship with the Claybergs then after she got married and moved off the ranch? Did she still?
No. No, I don't
okay.
think so.
So she didn't
uh-huh.
see them or
no,
any kind of ties or anything?
No.
Okay.
We would still go because her in-laws lived out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go visit.
Mm-hmm.
We would go visit them there. But once she got married, she moved into town.
Mm-hmm. So it was her brothers, your uncles who worked, they worked on the ranch, right?
Yes, they worked on the
And they lived
ranch.
On the ranch?
Yes, they lived on the ranch. Mm-hmm.
And what were their names?
Lupe Garcia,
uh-huh.
Samuel Garcia, Juan Garcia. I'm forgetting one. Cipriano Garcia.
Okay, so that's four brothers?
Yeah, she had four brothers and one sister.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the men all worked on the ranch, and,
yes.
And were they all on the baseball team as well?
No, only two. Only Juan and Cipriano.
Okay.
Were on the there was one more brother, I'm sorry, Chacho.
Okay.
Chacho and Cipriano were the ones that were on the baseball team.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you ever see her go out to the ranch to see your uncles when they're out either at the baseball games or
did I go?
Yeah,
that was before my time.
That was before okay. I wasn't sure how old your uncles were.
No. Well, there's one that's still alive and I believe he's 96.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly.
And that's
what,
Tio Chacho.
Okay, I wasn't
sure
what time period we were talking about. Sorry. I did want to ask you, how many siblings do you have? How many brothers and sisters?
Me?
Yes.
Me, I have six.
Six? Okay, very good. And
and my husband is just him and his sister, too.
Okay.
Because my mother-in-law, she got married like late in life,
right.
And she had my husband when she was 43 years old.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, is there anything else particularly you want to share with us today?
I don't know. She just thought this was interesting, like some of the stuff. So I don't know. Some of the pictures she said. But I don't know. Whatever you want to ask.
Okay. Well, I think you've given us a good sample of your family. So I guess if you have nothing else in particular, we'll